Now, Mr. William Keeley, our producer.
Act two of Winchester 73, starring James Stewart as Lynn McAdam, Stephen McNally as Dutch, and Julia Adams as Lola.
They rushed our camp a dozen times that morning, but it was Lynn in high spade with their Winchester repeaters who finally drove them off. When it was all over, they seemed in a big hurry to leave.
Well, there's not much more I can say to you boys, but thanks and good luck.
Just one other thing, Sergeant. Out here we play winner-take-all. Indians left an awful lot of dead out there. No sense leaving those rifles out there to rust.
Well, say, I never thought of that. Hey, Coach, go out there and pick up them fast-shooting guns. Anything else you happen to like? Yeah, you're a man after my stamp. Wish we'd had you with us at Bull Run. Might not have run so fast.
Well, I want to tell you something. I was with you at Bull Run. So was High Spade. Only we were on the other side.
You mean you were...
That's right.
I'll be done. I'll be done.
Go on, Sarge. See you again.
Oh, Lynn, wait before you go.
Oh, hello.
Oh, this six-shooter, it belongs to you.
Yeah, thanks.
The last bullet is still there.
Yeah, so it is.
May I have it? You just never know when a girl might need a bullet.
Sure, help yourself.
Still bound for Tascosa, huh?
That's right.
Whatever you're after, I hope you get. You too, High Spade.
Thanks. Good luck, boys.
Good luck, boys.
All right, let's get moving.
Hey, Sarge! Look at this. Look what I found out there.
Man, is that a rifle? Who had it, Coates?
The chief, I guess. I saw that Lynn fella drop him. Real pretty shot.
Let me see that rifle. I say, it is brand new.
And look what it says on it.
Dodge City rifle shoot won by... Don't say who won it.
Do I get to keep it, Sarge?
No, some officer would take it away from you at Fort Baskin. And it's too good for an officer. Hey, Lynn! Lynn!
It's too late, Sarge. He's gone.
Well, there's someone else to be proud to have this. Steve?
What's that you got?
One of you fellas ought to have it.
Why, that's a 73.
A Winchester 73.
It's yours. You earned it, too.
Once again, Steve and I were on our way to the ranch. The Winchester 73 lying between his feet on the floor of the buckboard. We got there late that afternoon.
Over there's the house, honey. You like it?
Yeah, it sure looks nice, Steve.
Yeah, that garden you were talking about, we could plant it right over there. Or maybe you wouldn't want a garden.
I don't know.
The place will look even better after the rains. It gets all green around here and there's water in the runs.
Steve, when did you say the Jamesons would be moving out?
Almost any time now, a week maybe. Just right to help give you the feel of the place. Come on, honey, let's go in and meet.
I should have been happy, but I wasn't. All I could think of was Steve and how he'd left me the day before while he rode off for help. In a few days, this was a man I'd be married.
Is something wrong, miss? Oh, I wouldn't be surprised after what you've been through.
Oh, I'm all right, Mrs. Jameson, and thanks for supper. It tasted real good.
I thought my husband would be back from town by now. Well, I'd better get the kids off to bed, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Lola, as soon as she comes back, I guess I'll be going to town.
Now, tonight?
I told you, I got to meet somebody.
Waco Johnny Dean. I heard all about him, Steve. He's no good.
Lola, what's wrong?
I don't know.
It's on account of what I did back there. You think I ran away?
I'm not sure.
I won't lie to you. I went yellow, crazy yellow. But I came back for you. You know I came back for you.
Steve.
Look, I'd give my eyes if it hadn't happened. Someday I'll prove that to you, Lola. You gotta believe me.
Steve!
They're coming this way. Listen.
Close the door, Roan.
Hey, Lattigo, look who's here.
How you doing, Steve?
Fire out the window, boys. Keep them off.
All right. Wait, wait, wait.
Hello. You live here?
She's with me, Waco. Name's Lola Manners. I told you about her.
Yeah, that's right. Only you didn't tell me how pretty she was.
Steve, what's this all about?
Ha ha! All home week in Texas, huh? We ride into town real peaceful like and who's waiting for us but the U.S. Marshal and a flock of deputies. Haven't had so much enjoyment all year.
You've got no right to come in here.
You got any coffee, lady?
Get out. Get out of this house.
Waco, can you hear me?
That is Noonan, Waco.
See what he wants.
Keep talking, Noonan.
There's a woman and two children in there. Send them out the front door. We'll hold our fire.
Then what? Shut up, Radigo. I'll do the talking.
Then you can come out. You'll get a fair trial, Waco.
Come in and get us, Noonan. Now, where's that coffee?
Why don't you let the woman out of here and those kids? What do you want to do? Stand behind him when Noonan comes in after you? I want to remember it so I can tell my friends about Waco Johnny Dean, another brave man.
This is quite a girl, Steve. Quite a girl.
You're coming out, Noonan! Lady, take your kids and go out the front door.
Oh, thank you, miss. Thank you.
Go on, Lola, go with them.
No. No, she's staying put. You wanted to see this, honey. You wanted to tell your friends.
Waco, take it easy. She didn't mean...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That rifle, Steve... Where'd you get that rifle?
It was given to me.
Yeah. Yeah. How much, Steve? Name a price. Make it big.
I'm not selling.
This is me you're talking to, Waco.
I said I'm not selling.
All right, Steve. Have it your own way. Tell your gal to bring in the coffee.
Well, no, you stay where you are. Waco, you're crazy. We can't stay here.
I better do what he says, Steve. The coffee.
No. No, let him get it. You don't mind, do you, Steve?
Oh. No, I don't mind.
Send out that other woman, Waco. Send her out right now.
She don't want to leave. She likes it here.
Sit down, honey. We got lots of time. You known him long, Steve?
Long enough.
And you're a lot of woman.
Hey, Waco. They are bunching up around your barn out there.
Let them.
Hey, where's that coffee?
I'm getting it.
Well, bring it and put on an apron. You'll look better.
What are you trying to prove?
Nothing. Just trying to buy a rifle. You're still sure you don't want to sell, kitchen boy?
Steve, let him have it. Don't you see what he's trying to do? He's
the
just...
coffee. Come on, let's have it.
Steve, look out.
Well, I guess you must have tripped, huh, Steve? Clean it up.
No.
I said clean it up.
I said...
Waco! Just poor old Steve. He wouldn't clean up the mess.
Steve!
I tried, Lola. I tried.
Waco, they're going to burn us out. We got a wagon full of hay.
They're going to run it into the house.
Then I guess it's about time to go, boys.
And walk right into their gun?
Maybe you'd rather fry.
Go on, start running. I'll cover you.
Suppose I fainted. I don't remember. All I know is I found myself in the buckboard again. Waco was next to me.
Hang on, honey. Hang on. We'll be in Tescosa in the morning.
You dirty murdering.
I sure was mean to poor old Steve. His rifle, gal, and his buckboard. Ha ha! Yes, sir, it's been quite an evening.
Please let me go, please.
Out here in the middle of nothing? Well, honey, you might get hurt out here. Besides, I'm beholden to you. With you in my arms, Noonan's boys didn't dare shoot. And you'll like Tescosa, Lola. You'll like Tescosa fine.
Tescosa. Then I remembered that someone else was riding for Tescosa. Lynn. Lynn McAdam. Oh, maybe we'd meet again. Sooner than either of us ever thought.
What time you figure we'll hit Tascosa?
Well, not till 2-3 tomorrow. We got a couple of tired horses here.
You ever wonder about your pa? I mean, what he'd think about you hunting down Dutch Henry?
He'd understand. He taught me to hunt.
Not men. Hunting a man to kill him, you're beginning to like it.
That's just where you're wrong. I don't like it.
There's some things a man has to do so he doesn't.
What happens when the hunt's over? Then what?
When it's over? Well, I hadn't given it much thought. Maybe we could get the ranch back together again, round up the strays, and then we could... I don't know. I hadn't given it much thought.
Well, now might be a pretty good time on account of we're coming pretty close to where things are going to end.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. But you've been real fine people, High Spade, riding along with me.
Well, that's what a friend's for, isn't it? Leastways, that's the way your pa always said it.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He said if a man had one friend, he was rich. I'm rich.
What about that girl? That fella Steve's girl. She mean anything to you?
Well, how could she mean anything? She's going to marry him, isn't she?
Yeah. Just wondering, that's all. Just making conversation.
By daylight, we were in the desert. Pascosa was somewhere still ahead of us. But Waco had other plans. He took a trail leading up into the mountains. Far off, I could see a cabin.
It's him, Dutch. He's coming. Waco Johnny.
Look at him. He's got a woman with him.
Maybe that's what kept him. As if I didn't know.
Sometimes I think Waco's a little on the crazy side.
Yeah, so do I. But I think quiet. Go on down there and bring him up.
Hiya, Dutch. Hiya, boys.
Hi.
Oh, pardon me. This is Lola. She's crazy about me.
Just a minute, Waco. That rifle.
I thought I'd take Lola along into Tascosa.
I don't care where you take her, but where did you get my rifle?
Your rifle? Why, this is a Winchester 73, Dutch. A gift from a very dear friend.
It's my rifle, and I want it.
And if you don't get it?
Do you want in on this Tascosa deal?
I've come a long ways to get here, Dutch.
Then I'll say it again. That's my rifle.
Well, as long as you feel that way about it. Here, take it.
Yeah.
Now, where's Tom and Dundeen? Didn't they show?
They're inside, sleeping. Rode in late last night. Where's Latigo and the others?
Oh, seems they got themselves all shot up.
Oh? How come?
It's a long story, with tears. Come on, let's get in the cabin. I'll tell you over a drink.
So you take the girl and come up here, huh?
Any objections?
No objections. Haven't I seen you somewhere?
I've been somewhere.
In Dodge City, a dance hall. Playing a piano and singing.
Singing and playing the piano? You?
Roll one out, and I'll sing you a tune.
Ha-ha! I'll take yep on that as soon as we get to Tascosa. Which happens when, Dutch?
This afternoon. And here's the setup. First, John Turk and I ride down to Trujillo. When we get there, we... You... Take a walk, sister.
Oh, let her alone, Dutch. She's luck.
I said take a walk.
He don't like you.
Well, don't tell him now, but I don't like him.
Get smart and I'll teach you some manners. Look, Waco, this time tomorrow you and her can play patty cake all you want. But when I'm lining up a deal, I don't want any dance hall woman listening in.
The man wants you to walk, honey. Well, nice cabin you got here, Dutch. How'd you like to rent it out for honeymoon?
The last time. You in on this deal or not?
Oh, sorry. Keep talking.
We pick up a stage at Trujillo. There's two men riding shotgun, guarding the gold. They ride it right into Tascosa, to the bank.
Where'll I be?
With Dundeen and Tom. Now, right across from the bank, there's a saloon. Tom will leave the horses in front. You'll be at the bar, and you'll see the stage when it pulls in.
I'll be at the piano. Lola's going to sing for me, ain't you, honey?
I know. Take a walk.
What else do you know?
Nothing.
So I'm in the saloon. What then?
They carry the gold into the bank. I follow them.
And if there's trouble, I cover you from the saloon.
That's all there is to it. You better get started now. It'll take you about... You, what are you looking at?
Just a picture on the shelf. This one's you, huh?
What's that in your hand?
It's a bullet.
You're... Help yourself to that, too.
It was given to me by your friend in the picture.
You know him?
I know him.
Oh, and we've got something in common. He's been trying to give me one of those for a long time. Come on, Wheeler, let's have a look at the horses.
Poor old Dutch. Business. All the time business.
You're a strange person.
Am I?
That rifle he's carrying.
That's no rifle, honey. That's a Winchester 73. There's nothing like it in the world.
First you kill a man to get it. Then you just give it away.
Don't you worry. I'll get it back from old Dutch the same way I got it from old Steve. Now come on, get yourself ready. We're going into Tascosa.
Before our stars return with Act 3 of Winchester 73, I'd like to introduce 18-year-old Susan Ball, who has just signed a contract with Universal International. Have you always wanted to be an actress, Susan?
Well, not really, Mr. Keeley. An agent heard me sing with an orchestra when I was still in high school and took me around to the studio.
And they saw your possibility as a dramatic actress. And what are your plans?
Well, right now I'm being coached at the studio. And I've been assigned a role in Shelley Winter's next picture.
Excellent. Have you seen Shelley's latest, The Raging Tide?
Yes, and I loved it as much as I did the book.
Yeah, Shelley plays the hat check girl in love with the racketeer and murderer, Richard Conti. And Stephen McNally is the homicide lieutenant assigned to investigate Conti's crime.
I understand Shelley got so cold during the waterfront scenes in The Raging Tide that she wore woolies under her costume.
Well, that's a good idea for those who live in cold climates and like to wear glamorous clothes. Of course, to keep woolen soft, there's nothing safer or gentler than Lux.
I love Lux for everything, Mr. Kennedy. From ski woolies to nylon slips and nighties.
Scores of famous screen stars agree with you, Susan. Shelley insists on new Lux with color freshener for her lingerie or her washables. It's pure magic for colors. Prints look dazzling bright after a Lux bath. All colors gay as new. And whites keep their whiteness as never before. Thank you for coming tonight, Susan Ball. Ladies, try new Lux enriched with color freshener whenever you wash lovely things by machine or by hand. You'll say there's never been anything like it before. Give all your washables that nice as new Lux look. We pause now for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network.